Hi, this is Yasmin Elise with Century 21 Connect Realty, and welcome to my podcast today. Today, I am going to talk about starting somewhere in your home ownership experience. I really feel like shows like House Hunters and Property Brothers and some other HGTV programs have really not been in full reality of home buying experiences in all markets. There are some markets that you can go $10,000, $15,000 under and still get the property. That's the exception, not the rule. I want to start talking about starting somewhere. Let's take, for instance, this is your first home. You have limited funds as far as getting a home. And when I say limited, I don't mean that you don't have any money, but you are real close on your budget. I'll say the average budget just to get into a house right now is about $7,500. That money will go towards your 3.5% down, whatever closing costs the seller will not cover, loan appraisal, as well as home inspection. So you really cannot go above so much on your purchase. Your first house will likely not be the dream house. It'll be your start. And that's the one thing I feel that a lot of buyers in today's market don't see. It's a start. I can remember when my mom and dad and even my grandmother would talk about, you know, their first house. Oh, it was just a little two-room shack. Oh, it was this. But that's not where they ended up. They ended up in much larger homes and using that first home as actual rental income, which supplemented their work income, which really was a major stepping stone to getting them into the house they really wanted. But they were willing to start somewhere. You might not get the in-ground pool. You might not get the skylights and all the little things that, you know, really make houses bling and shine. But you can add those things. I'm not saying you shouldn't want that. Yeah, you should absolutely want the most that you can get and the most that you can afford comfortably. The last thing I want for any home buyer I represent is to be house poor, where you can't take a vacation once a year, where you're struggling in May to save for Christmas because your budget is so tight. No, I want you to get a home that you love, that you can be comfortable in, but it's a stepping stone. It's not where you're going to end up. Yeah, the mortgage says 30 years or 15 years or however long you finance it for. But that is just a stepping stone. I would encourage anyone who is under the sound of my voice today listening to this podcast, start somewhere. You might have to get a smaller house going in. But guess what? That smaller house is better than being in a rental where somebody can pull a rug out from under you at any point, at any time. And I talk to people almost every day. Hey, my landlord just gave me notice he's selling the property. I got to be out of here in 30 days. I got to be out of here in 45 days. Blindsided. And there's no prep for that particular prospect. They weren't looking to necessarily buy anytime soon. So my advice to people right now who are in rentals, always make sure that you are putting yourself in a position to put just a little bit aside every month to be able to go into a home. Again, you might not start out at $250, $350, $450, but you gotta start somewhere. Association brings on assimilation. You get what you attract. If you're attracting something that's not so good, you get stuff that's not so good. So you definitely have to go into the home buying process with an open mind and look at your situation. Okay, this mortgage is a lot less than what I'm paying for rent. I get no tax breaks on this rent. I am not building any generational wealth on this rent. You are building somebody else's generational wealth. I certainly hope you know that. So take a minute and really sit down and have that conversation with yourself. If something were to fall out today, would I be ready to buy a home? Would you? Start somewhere. If it's a townhome, a small single family cottage, start somewhere. Use that to build your generational wealth so you can get that nice big shiny house with all the buttons and the pool and the home theater and the decked out backyard and the stacked stone all over the house. Start somewhere. This will end my podcast for today, but I definitely want you to tune in tomorrow. Our topic will be, what's your why not? I look forward to talking to you and you all hearing me again tomorrow. Thanks.